dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
Hello and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Hull and this is the last day of a two-week special with Pastor Lee Morgans from the Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And this Glorious Church Fellowship is the base of Billy Brim Ministries, is the base of McDowell in the Galilee. It all comes from a Glorious Church Fellowship, and Pastor Lee is the pastor there. And now Uncle Chip helps co-pastor with him, but Pastor Lee is the pastor. He's been there since the late 70s. And we've had the honor of listening to him speak on such an important subject on the gifts of the Spirit. This is a culmination of all these 2 weeks, the last day you're listening to right now. If you've missed any, or if you've listened to them all, please review them. It's been Holy Spirit anointed. It's been anointed. You can tell Pastor Lee has sat before the Holy Spirit and just waiting on him and what he should speak. You know, he was just telling me, and he said it a couple days this week, that he could just have gone specifically as to the operation and the function to each gift, but he just felt really stirred to share instead more the inspiration to seek them, to desire the gifts, to be encouraged, to know the benefit of the gifts. And that's what this last day is speaking on. Thank you so much, Pastor Lee, for taking that time. And again, when this man speaks, he speaks from experience, revelation, and understanding and wisdom from experience first. And he's walked in it firsthand and in my personal life and in witnessing as I'm a confirmation as Pastor Lee speaks and how he operates in the gifts himself. Specifically in my life, it's been words of wisdom and knowledge. He ride on Holy Spirit every time. You know, I know when Pastor Lee speaks something, it's from the Lord, and it's always confirmation in my heart. So Pastor Lee, go ahead and take it, and thank you again so much for taking your time and visiting with us today.
Well, I appreciate that, Jared. We've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit and the desire of the gifts and how the gifts should be in operation in your day-to-day life, not just in a congregation, but wherever you're at. We don't belittle the fact that as you come together in your local church, you need to have the manifestations of the gifts. Now, and with all them, we have no way we can cover that today. But there, in the gifts of the Spirit, there is an order, and there is a manifest. There is correction that has to be done, and we have to learn. If somebody makes a mistake, just love them anyway.
Right.
And you said, well, what if I say something and it's not God? I would tell you this: if your heart's right, you may make a mistake, but you will learn from that mistake. If you don't learn from that mistake, don't ever start. But because you will make a mistake sometime or other. But the fact is, you say, well, how will I know? Well, if God uses you in the outward public speaking of the gifts in a church service, if that service falls flat on his face after you speak, you might want to think, maybe I missed it. Don't beat yourself over it, but learn how you missed it and learn the next time not to miss it there. But if you give a word and all of a sudden the church service just goes upward to another level. But that's what he intends to do in a service. And you know, all of the nine gifts, indirectly we've alluded to this, but all of the nine gifts of the Spirit use one thing. They use the most unruly part of our body, the tongue, to speak. And today, I told Jared, I said, I would have liked to just got in and just took nine gifts, went gift by gift and went into that and went and explained it a little bit better. But there's plenty of materials out there for you to get it. Maybe later on I'll get a chance to do that. But today, I'm doing what God told me to do today. And with all the nine gifts, using the one part of your body that's the most unruly part, that's your tongue. You said, well, my tongue is not unruly. If you said that, you already see that it is, if you didn't tell the truth. In 1 Peter, the third chapter, and I'll begin reading. I'll just read verse 10 out of the Amplified. For let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days, good whether apparent or not, keep his tongue free from evil and his lips from guile, treachery, or deceit. Verse 8 and 9 of that there says, finally, out of King James, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. There was exercise compassion for that person. Be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are therefore called and that you should inherit a blessing. And then he goes on to say, if you want to have life, want to enjoy life, see good days, good for the parent, not watch your tongue. Watch your mouth. In Colossians, 1 Corinthians 10:31, says, so then, wherever you eat or drink, whatever you do all for the honor and glory of God. You say, what has that to do with the gifts of the Spirit? As the gifts of the Spirit are manifestation in your life, then you should want them to manifest so that God would receive all the glory. You should want them to manifest so that others would be blessed, so that the life would be changed, so that your church could go to another level, so that you would have the supernatural church with supernatural equipment and supernatural members going to a supernatural level. That's what God has for your church. But the one thing is, if you're going to have these gifts in operation, the church has got to recognize their responsibility, your responsibility, my responsibility in watching the words that come out of our mouth. You said what you already said, you couldn't tame them. James 3:1-10 talks about the tongue set on fire of hell. It talks about the human tongue can be tamed by no man. It talks about verse 10, out of the same mouth comes forth blessing and cursing. Have you noticed that to be so? But is that the will of God? No, it's not the will of God. It talks about James 1:6-8, talks about the wavering tongue. The man that wavers speaks two different things. That man, he said he's not going to receive anything. He's unstable in all his ways. So if you're unstable in your speech, you're unstable in all your ways. He said, well, how am I going to do that? Well, for one thing, Jude 28 says, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Speak only the things. Do the example of Jesus. He said, the things that I do, can you do? And even greater. Why? Because he goes to the Father. He sent the same Holy Ghost to dwell in you. Now he said, what did Jesus say? He said, I do only the things that I see my Father do. I say only the things that I hear my Father say. You say, well, I don't know what the Father's doing. If you don't, you're not reading your Bible. You say, well, I don't have time to read. I just don't read much. He said these words, they're life, they're health, and they'll quicken your mortal body. He said, those that find them, in other words, you're going to have to get in the Word of God in order to build yourself up, in order for the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation to the level that God wants them to. He wants you to come up another level. He's given you supernatural equipment. But you're going to have to do something with your mouth. He said, well, it don't hurt to do this. It don't hurt to do that. You know, I seen an ad on television sometime back, and it's kind of gross, but I'm going to tell it anyway. But, he wants us, the mouth to be full, to be pure. He don't want blessing and cursing to come out of the same mouth. Bitter and sweet water shouldn't flow out of the same fountain. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So what are you putting in your heart? Well, the title of this is, you may not be as clean as you think. Well, it starts off as showing a picture of a dog in an upstairs bathroom drinking out of the commode. People, and all of a sudden the dog jumped down, run down, and And the lady of the house is opening the door. She opens the door, and he jumps up and licks her face. She kisses his face. And the same tongue that he just drank out of, drank pot water, now licking your face. You may not be as clean as you think. Yeah, as a good meaning, good well-meaning intentions, but sometimes contaminated by previous actions. The dog didn't intend to contaminate. He just loved his master. Well, the wavering tongue. You have to know. You cannot waver. Matthew 12:33-37. I'll just paraphrase this. Tree good, fruit good. Tree bad, fruit bad or corrupt. Tree is known by its fruit. Out of the overflow of your heart, your mouth speaks. Every idle word will be given account. By your words, you're justified and condemned. You said, you mean I won't have to watch every word that I speak? Yes. If that's not clear enough, it's Y-E-S. Yes, you must watch. I must watch. But how can I control that? Because, dude, it's because of what I put inside. You stay inside the word. My wife and I just, we've been listening to the CDs for the last 2 days, 7, 8, 9 days. 9 hours a day. Just the word. We're at Prayer Mountain. No TV. Don't want TV. No radio.
No nothing.
No nothing. Except the word. But we've been just letting it come into our lives. And he said, let no foul or polluted word ever, or unwholesome, worth the talk, ever come out of your mouth. Not just when you're in church. Colossians 4:6. Let your speech always be seasoned with grace, pleasant and winsome, seasoned with salt. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love never boils over. Never boils over. It's not envious or jealous. Control the words of your mouth by what you put in. What other thing? That tells us in 1 Corinthians 10:10, neither murmur ye or complain, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed. Stop the murmuring in your local church. Guard unity with everything you can. Guard unity in your home. Don't allow strife to manifest between husband and wife. He said, well, that you don't know who I married. No, I don't. You did. You married him. I didn't. But the fact is, you married him. You're going to have to learn to walk in love. We all have to learn. But the love walk is one that never knows it's suffered on. Pays no account to even done to it. But the 9 gifts of the Spirit, the manifestation is given to you, the church, to profit in everything you do. Profiting is coming to you and your church. And God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. And Father, I thank you that the power of God is moving mightily in behalf of each one here. And the gifts are in operation. Thank you. We'll see you next time.